From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Well, welcome again to Beers with the Brewers, recorded in the Kickstarter room at Land Grant Brewing Company Tap Room. This is the Halloween episode.
It is the one and only.
October 31st. We made it.
We did it.
There's ghosts dancing in the tap
room of horrors.
Yeah, so this week we don't have any of our current brewers.
No, just a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about beer.
Yeah.
You probably know
it's
what you're talking
accurate.
About.
I think you too.
It's very accurate.
Well, you've got a lot of experience with drinking Land Grant beer. So
while being recorded, yeah.
Yeah, so we got Walt Keyes on this week. I'm Mark Richards. We got, joining us, special hosts. Am I right, Kayla?
That's right.
We got Kayla Chandler and Tony Cipriani.
Ooh, third time on the show.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad.
So we have a double beer episode this week. Two
sure
beers. Peak Lager and Groomer Session IPA.
We're going to be taking the gondola from one mountain to the other this week.
On Peak Lager, we got grain, bread, floral, and refreshing. And on Groomer, which is the winter counterpart to Greenskeeper, a session IPA, we've got melon, citrus, toast, and pine. And I'm really digging the profile on that one this year.
I had a few this weekend.
Suggested pairings with tacos and chilies. We're just saying no to that this week.
Just a big no.
You don't get either of them. And what we do have, though, with the change of the guard on Tuesday night, no more Ninja Bowl, which is a little sad. They've been with us a while and just making some life changes that make them not available in the evenings mm-hmm. on Tuesday anymore.
Yeah.
So we wish them the best in the future and sure did enjoy their food while we had it. And hopefully we see them out, have some more.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have them back from time to time.
So special we get events,
yeah. events and things like that.
Yeah. New food truck. Kayla is all ready to tell us all about
new food truck
and
it's very on theme for our big Halloween special.
Yeah, and for you vegetarians out there.
Yeah.
Right?
More than cheese pizza available coming soon.
What do we got, Kayla?
So starting next Tuesday, Satan's Realm is joining us.
Whoa.
Oh. Sounds pretty metal.
Sounds evil. S-E-I-T-A-N.
Okay, what does that mean?
So I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, so it's a
popular vegan substitute for meat.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
It's made from wheat gluten. But their menu's looking pretty awesome here. They've got stuff like Reuben, Euro, classic roast beef, beef and cheddar.
Curly fries.
I
looked at their Instagram. Special the food sauce. Looks on point.
Looks on point.
Oh, really good.
They're always parked in Clintonville in front of, what is that, Virtue Salon or somewhere?
I've seen them in that lot, I think, by Lost Weekend Records.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that like stretch of Clintonville.
Yeah, in that area often. Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the truck a lot lately.
Shout out to Jake Webb for being their number one fan.
Yeah.
Whoa, Jake Webb, bringing it in.
Jake Webb.
Yeah, the Satan. Let's just call it Satan. Yeah, if you've been to Hot Chicken Takeover recently and had their Not Chicken Takeover, which is just shout out on the branding there. Great job, everybody. That's Satan. And it's pretty good. As a non-vegan and non-vegetarian, I had it and it was pretty good.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah. It's kind of like the opposite of Ray Ray's, where Ray Ray's is meat first, meat only.
This meat is all the time.
Very vegetarian friendly. So if you're a Land Grant fan and you don't come to the tap room that often because you're vegan and Ray Ray's doesn't jive with that, come on Tuesday.
Tuesday night's your night.
Yeah.
That's the night.
And hey, since we got Kayla here, our events manager, why don't I not do the event portion and we let her do it?
Man.
It's kind of your thing, Walt.
I've got to tell you.
I know everyone tunes in every week to hear me go to the events. But
I'm for it. Sign me up.
Let's do all kinds of different things.
I like the reins on the event portion.
Well, it is almost November.
Ugh. Tomorrow is November. Ugh.
And the holidays are creeping up on us. November 24th, it's a Sunday. Local record shop, Elizabeth Records, is doing a pop-up in the tap room from noon to 5.
Another Clintonville area business.
Nice. Yes. Anybody that likes those vinyl records, come down.
That's this Sunday?
November 24th. November 24th.
Oh, that's not this Sunday. That's a few Sundays from now.
You got a little time.
I was excited.
Yeah.
Depends on when you're listening. November 27th. That is one of the biggest nights of the year to go out. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Get away with anything that night.
Yep.
No, so don't have to get up early.
All your buds are back in town.
Family.
Boys are back in town.
And girls.
You know, boys and girls are back in town. You go see your friends from when you grew up or
college.
Don't want to see them. I don't know.
DJ Ender will be in our tap room from 7 to 12 a.m. Spinning electronic disco.
Ooh, oh, really?
Electronic disco.
A dance party?
That's the night before Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving.
There you go. Come.
But word of advice, don't drink too much that night to where you can't eat your Thanksgiving meal the next day.
That would be a shame. That would be a shame. I like to dance, but dancing in a brewery is always more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys should come down and check that out.
Yeah.
For it.
Burns some calories dancing, so you don't feel so bad about it.
Oh, yeah. It gets you teed up for
how
that.
Much you're drinking, how much you're eating on
turkey and dressing. Yeah.
As much as I would love to talk about Christmas, I'm not going to go there right now.
No. What's not?
I don't know. Beer comes up.
Oh. Well, next week we'll talk about Christmas. Yeah.
It's Christmas next week?
Yeah, you got to wait till November. Officially November, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Well, Halloween passes. Then you get
into
Thanksgiving.
I'm not saying we
got to
hang up Christmas lights or anything, but I don't know.
No, Halloween, don't turn
Halloween's
them on.
Today, so yeah. It's like we're fully into Halloween or holiday season.
Yeah, November 1st turns into Christmas. Check out all the retail stores. They already have all their Christmas stuff out.
Yep.
Buy all of the candy. It goes on sale.
Ah.
Yeah, it's true.
If you have a candy problem. If you have a candy problem, then
you should go do it.
You need 10 pounds.
You get a discount. You got to put on that winter weight. You got to stay warm. So buy
some
candy.
Speaking of winter weight, staying warm, you know where it gets pretty cold?
On the peak of the
mountain? Up there on the peak.
On the peak. Wow. You did it.
Good segue. That was good. I like that. That was
so clever. Yeah, Peak Lager. That's our new Hell's Style Lager. It is replacing Urban Sombrero as the kind of super light lager option that we have available here at Land Grant. 5.0, right on the money for Hell's Lager. I think that's good on ABV. And we got Perlin Tetnang hops, Pilsner malt, Munich malt, and dextrose malt as well. It's pale gold, bright, sweet aromatic grain and bready malt aroma with stone fruit and floral notes. It does have a nice kind of dig this beer. It smells like beer. That's exactly what it smells like. It's balance. Smell a little bit of that breadiness. Yeah, medium body. What you guys say?
Yeah, I like this beer a lot. Very clean. I was really excited about how clean this beer is.
Real clean finish.
Yeah, it's everything that you would want in a light drinking lager. You get like a little bit of those fruit notes, a little sweetness, but not too much. And I don't know if we're there yet, but crushability scale for me is it's up there.
Oh, whoa,
it's up there.
Whoa. What do you think?
I don't know if it's time for that yet.
Well, maybe it is now.
How crushable is it?
Oh man!
Wow. Oh yeah. Well, Tony,
I guess it is time.
Take the lead. Where are you at on crushability with Peak Lager?
I don't think that I would per se, but this is up there. This is like a 6. I could have a whole 6-pack of this. I wouldn't recommend that, but I think you could do it. I think before we even started, I told you off air that I could maybe do double down and go for a 12-pack. But
yeah,
that's
if we
irresponsible.
Go back, yeah, 12 pack.
That's aggressive.
I haven't done that since college, and nor will I. So, but that's a little too much.
I would say if I'm up at Mad River Mountain and I'm sneaking some beers on the chairlift up.
Not that you would do that.
No. Not that I would ever do such a thing. I bet I could drink six of these in a day. I'm gonna go six.
If you do, if that's three sixes, then
I'll give in.
That's not on one chairlift.
It's very light. It's easy drinker. Kayla,
six.
Yeah, unanimous. Six crusher.
Put that's a six book crusher. Quote. Alert the
cheers.
Website.
Now to page two.
So this is where. So when I was in Whistler, Canada, skiing, they've got a gondola that goes from the top of Whistler Mountain to the top of Blackcomb Mountain, and with a big valley in between. So this is a portion of the podcast where we're going from one peak to the other.
Yeah, I see that. By the way, the branding on this, I think, is really cool on peak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it really reflects the geography here in central Ohio.
Yeah. Mountains and mountains. We do have flannel. We can wear flannels.
Just because we don't have any mountains
other than that
Mad River Mountain doesn't mean we don't like the mountains.
That's true. And Buffalo.
It might
Buffalo
mean Plain. That we like them even more than if we had mountains.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So where are we now, Mark?
Rolling on to Groomer. By the way, Peak and Groomer are both available here in the tap room now. So get on down. Get your pre-Halloween, get ready to deal with kids mentality before they come around asking for that candy like it's going out of style.
You might need something stronger for that for tomorrow, for trick or treat.
At your house?
Might need a beer crumbs or what do we got going down around, guys, this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Corner pieces.
12%er.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Might be something like that.
Imperial Stout Night at Waltz.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. If you're heading to Round Guys Rare Beer Fest this weekend, we got a couple beers there. Check them out. Corner pieces, chocolate stout, and Ledoux, which is.
It's a hazy IPA that is influenced by the Indian dessert Ledoux.
Question.
Cool thing Dan came up with.
Will we have this beer at the tap room, or is this only available at Rare Beer Fest?
Well, Tony, it's a great that you asked that.
Thanks.
Because we'll have it on here.
Awesome.
Starting Friday. We can't let Ryan Goss have it first.
There's not much of it, though. But the people that aren't going down to Rheingeist might be left out, so they can still come down and try it if they come down to the tavern.
Absolutely.
Corner Pieces is like what? It's like a super duper chocolate stout, right?
Yep. Chocolate, cardamom, vanilla, and it is, a lot of cocoa. It's pretty nice.
Can we change the name to Super Duper? I like
super
that.
Duper. Super Duper. Well, the name Corner Pieces references like the primo brownie in a pan of brownies.
Oh, yeah. Good
one. You want that corner piece.
Did you come up with that?
Dan.
Okay.
Dan came up with the recipes and the names.
Wizard back there.
That's really good.
These are two Brewer Series beers that will be available on in our tap room. And
tell us what you think. If you like a lot, maybe it won't be so rare anymore. Maybe we'll make more.
Good point.
Tell us. Sure.
So moving on to that other mountain now, Walt. The Groomer.
Yeah, here we are.
Tell us about that name for those of us out here that aren't skiers.
So, yeah, as an avid skier, I'm very excited that Land Grant, a brewery in Columbus, Ohio, has two mountain-themed beers this year. Groomer, if you're not familiar, references if you're out skiing and you're looking for just a nice, easy trail, where you're just kind of making big turns and letting it go, that's a groomer. It comes from the name. It comes from the fact that they actually groom the snow.
Groom.
With the snow plows, with the snow cats.
Yeah.
Overnight, they'll get out there and they'll rake it all out. You get this nice, like, corduroy, smooth track to just cruise. So a nice, easy, medium, easy run on at a ski resort is known as a groomer.
So do you have to be there early?
Yeah.
you want to be there early. You want to get those first tracks if you can. But you
what's early in Ski World?
It's not as early as you think. The lists usually don't open until like 9, 8, 8 or 9. You would think they'd be earlier, but I think, you know, you're still dealing with some wind and stuff in the early morning. And you can't ski when it's dark, so you gotta wait till that sun's all the way up.
But, can.
When they turn the lights on, but they usually do that at night.
You can get up on the mountain early. We did a mountaintop breakfast one year. That was pretty sweet. Got up there at like 7, had breakfast on top of the mountain, and then skied down at like 8:30. It was great.
That's cool.
But yeah, Groomer is just a nice, easy run, and Groomer the Beer is a nice, easy drinking
beer.
Session IPA.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, yeah.
So do we have to chug the rest? We have to chug the rest. Oh,
yeah, I don't think we got to get some in our cups here. Yeah, you guys chug the Peaks, and I'll. So yeah, as we said, Groomer is a session IPA. It is the winter counterpart of Greenskeeper, which Mark had mentioned. 4.7%. 64 IBUs. The hops were El Dorado, Centennial, and Columbus. And then the malts are Two Row, Vienna, and Oat Flakes. As far as tasting notes, the color, straw to gold with a white head, clarity, light haze, melon, citrus, toast, and pine for the aroma and flavor. Perceived bitterness, medium lingering bitter hop in the finish. And the mouthfeel, medium light and body with a resinous astringency. So pretty much what you want for a session IPA.
Yeah, I think it's right on. I think it's kind of fun that we mix up Greenskeeper and switch to Groomer. Kind of a little change of season, change of flavor. I mean, it's very similar to Greenskeeper in a lot of ways, but in other ways, it's kind of a refreshing Swiss.
Swish.
It's Swish. A refreshing Swish.
I like. It's got like a candied something flavor that I like a lot. I'm not the best at pinning that down in my mind with putting words to it, but there's a just like a candied fruit kind of flavor that I like a lot.
And this beer is available at the tap room. It will be all around Columbus in cans.
Yep.
And we have limited.
Got a little bit of draft. There might be a few slip out the door, but mostly we'll be on tap at Land Grant for the better part of winter.
So all you Greenskeeper fans, don't fret. Greenskeeper will still be around town on draft.
Yep.
You can still find Greenskeeper if you like that beer. You'll still find it around town. We'll still make it in the wintertime, and you'll see that predominantly on draft.
But not in the can. The can is Groomer for the winter.
I do just want to mention one thing. If you are overwhelmed by the amount of beers that we have available and, you know, maybe you're going home for Thanksgiving and you want to share with your family, we offer mixed six packs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's up to you what you want to include in that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. A
couple Groomers, a couple Greenskeepers, a couple Beard Crumbs.
Yeah, Greenskeeper.
A little something for everyone.
That's a great point, Kayla, because we've got all these holidays that we keep talking about coming up. You're going to have to be around your family a lot.
Yeah.
There's that.
Just six session IPAs might not be enough, but maybe you start with two and then you work your way up to some Beard Crumbs at the end.
I'm going to bring some Beard Crumbs home.
It's...
Why would you not?
Very delicious.
It's a perfect holiday beer.
Beard Crumbs under the tree. That's a good Christmas morning right there.
Well, one thing we didn't touch on with Groomer, Walt...
Oh, how, yeah, that's a good question, actually.
Are we just going to do a full... this is maybe where Tony gets his 12-pack, if we got six of each. There's your mixed six right there. It's two six-packs.
Yeah. I don't want to start. I'm gonna be the last one on this one. For crushability.
I mean... six.
Well, I mean... I think Walt anymore, if it's below 6% alcohol, it's going to be a six crusher.
That's not true, Mark. Look at my voting track record. You'll find that wouldn't be true.
That's a good point. We should keep stats on that. Go back and listen to all the episodes.
I think every guest we've ever had on to review their beer has been a six.
Man, General Ferreter last week did not hesitate.
It was a full six.
Full six.
He's a general.
Yeah. We salute you.
But yeah, this is a six for sure. I could, yeah. if you're out west skiing and you're taking those long ski lifts,
yeah,
ski chairlifts, I mean, I could drink. You probably get two down on a ride
every time you're going up.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I wouldn't recommend it. How does it work? Like a chairlift? Like, I don't know.
No, not that's not what I'm asking. But like,
how does the chairlift work?
But like, the beer, like the sneaking the beer on the chairlift. Where do you keep it?
And you have so many pockets, and you're wearing so much.
You're wearing all these coats, layers. Some people take backpacks and stuff.
You have layers,
but definitely like, be very safe out there, people. Don't listen to me. It's not a great idea to ski and drink, but
crush responsibly.
A nice beer on one to two beers. I mean, up on
Or you can be like me and go up to the mountain, think you're going to do it, don't do it, and then just go hang on the lodge, and then drink beer.
Yeah,
and that's apparently what I do. Or I went down the first time ever on a snowboard. Twisted my ankle the first run down.
Yeah. How'd you twist your ankle?
Because I fell and I tried to pull my legs through the snow, because I was kind of bent back and I forced them through, and I twisted my ankle. So then I spent the rest of the time in the lodge.
Hey.
And then my second time on a mountain was in Austria, the Swiss Alps, which that's the dumbest thing you can probably do. And there's no small hills, or if there were, we went up the huge ski lift into the mountains. And,
Yeah,
that wasn't great either.
Did you just chicken out?
Yeah, because it was like a small hill, like really small, but it was like fast, and then it went into the big hill, so I didn't even really have anywhere to like you just went down.
It's the old bait and switch.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, so I tried like a little bit.
It was not a groomer. It was a challenge.
I was terrified, so I was like, I'm just gonna go. I spent like $160 on rentals, and I'm like, it's whatever.
No,
I'm just going to go and drink beer in the lodge, and I did.
So you spent $160, not to die, though, if you want to look at it,
yeah,
a different way. I have never been on snow skis in my life.
That was my first time.
I've never skied, so I have no context, but I don't know. I'd say, if you're in the Swiss Alps, jump in. I've been on some mountains over there. I think I'd be intimidated.
It's up there.
They got a pretty good bar up there at the Mad River Mountain Lodge.
Get some groomers in them.
Get some Landgren in there and have a big old Landgren.
That is cool. That's actually where I went the first time. Yeah, that was the bar that I hung out at.
If anyone from Mad River Mountain listens to this, give us a call and let's set something up.
Does the altitude have an impact on you, Walt?
Yeah. Yeah, but But here in Ohio, it's not too bad. If you go to Colorado and you go up, Denver itself is pretty high up there to begin with, and then you go up on a mountain, you're even higher. Like, you feel it all over. I mean, air's thin, alcohol hits you a little harder, the sun burns you a little quicker. It's you gotta be prepared to go up that high above sea level.
Mark's never been on skis.
Never. Water skiing plenty.
Okay.
But
Kayla,
not for
skiing,
years.
Snowboarding either.
I've done both.
Okay.
Snowboarding made me cry.
Oh,
never
made
again.
You cry?
Yeah, I was frustrated. No, I was very frustrated.
It didn't come easy enough. You were just frustrated.
And I cried.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Not a good experience. I think Walt's the only one that has good skiing experience in this room.
How long have you been skiing, though? Like, since you were...
Since I was, like, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're like an adult and you're trying to pick something like that up
because
you're
so painful.
Yeah, you're so cognizant of what can go wrong and you're not used to that. At least that's how I am.
On the occasion that I fall now as an adult, it hurts a lot the next day.
And good thing you got out of that basketball tournament.
If you are a beginner and you're falling a lot,
you're gonna fall.
It's gonna hurt a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah. Hey, we don't have a question from the listener this week, but I've got a little question for you guys.
What's the question?
So it's Halloween, and
where that ghost comes from?
This is so scary.
I'm putting you guys on the spot, but in the past, we've dressed up some of our beers in Halloween costumes and given them spooky names for Halloween. I don't know if we're going to do that tonight or not, but what is your best Landgren beer dressed up in a spooky Halloween name? For example, Son of a Mutter, oft referred to as Son of a Murderer. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Greens Creeper is my favorite.
Greens Creeper, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Give us a second here.
I've got a good one. Beard, Walt's decapitated head, crumbs. That would be good.
That'd be good.
I don't have an official name for it, but Mr. Balloon Hands is now a ghost.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Balloon Hands, the death of Mr. Balloon Hands.
He died.
Yeah, he was actually murdered.
Okay.
Murdered by John Blakely.
Really,
one anniversary
really
party.
Power, John Blakely. I got another one for you. Outpost. Outghost.
Outghost. Oh.
Spooky, huh?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Spooky.
So, yeah. Beard crumbs could be fear crumbs.
Feared crumbs, yeah.
International House of Bones.
Oh,
there you go.
Nailed it. All you nailed it. That's pretty good. There.
I think I got one. Instead of pool party, we could do a ghoul party.
Oh, yeah, ghoul party. That's good. That's good.
Ghoul party is good.
Maybe better than a.
That's the big winner for this week.
There it is.
Oh,
all right. I think we've ran this.
Run this right into the grave.
Hey. Duly noted. And hey, be safe out there tonight, trick or treating.
Yeah.
Make sure those kiddos, you're watching out for them. Don't drive recklessly. Keep your eyes peeled when you're going through neighborhoods because there might be some little ghouls running around.
And if you got a cool neighbor and they give you a beer crumbs, be sure to tip your bartender.
Beer crumbs next week.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
I'll take 12.
12 it up. That's good material.
That's good to use that. That's good material. Mm-hmm.